Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Okay, last hour for me here on The Fan, which is really like 49 minutes. Another KM to AM, but it's a postseason version after the first postseason loss. Shout out to everybody still holding in the chat. A lot more people in the chat tonight, like double what we usually have. Because everybody pulls up to drink Yankee tears. It's just, it's the same thing every year, you know. Don't cry for us, though. We're not eliminated. And Yankee fans, don't quit yet. There's no reason to quit. It could completely flip. Like, you don't want to be deleting tweets or, you know, going back on text messages if they pull off the next two. It's different, but this is where they are. This is where they ended up. I accepted this wild card fate a while ago. And what I wanted was, hey, host the wild card. Home field advantage. Now use that home field advantage in the next two games. They can get to Brian Bello, and I expect Ben Rice back in the lineup at first base. I expect Jazz Chisholm back in the lineup, starting in the lineup at second base. Volpe will probably start it short again. If they want to go with McMahon at third, so be it. Give him an opportunity to play. If it's potentially the last game of the season, you traded for him. You know, and then have guys like Caballero and Amed Rosario coming off the bench to pinch hit late. Judge and Wright. I had a call where somebody's like, yo, Stanton and him should flip. No. Stan is the DH. Judge is the right fielder. Because, like, I don't know, does Stan throw the ball much harder after it takes him longer to get to the ball? Judge can still run. So Judge is in right. Grish is in center. Belly's in left. Goldie sits down and Ben Rice plays first base. Amed Rosario sits down. Jazz is at second base. Put Ryan McMahon at third. Maybe he gets a hold of one. You know, maybe low in the lineup, Ryan McMahon is able to drive one out and do something. They got to come out swinging. They got to come out like their life depends on it, because it does. And I believe they can. Force that game three. You can't go out with zero wins. You can't go out with zero postseason wins. You can't go from World Series embarrassment to getting back to the postseason and embarrassing yourself even more. Let's take these calls, man. Ryan is in Roxbury.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
I agree with what you just said about tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day. I think it's going to go really well for the Yankees. But I really just want to talk about I worked the night tour last night, and I woke up and I saw what the lineup of the Yankees was, and a lot of question marks in my head. Some of them you can justify, certainly, and some of them you can't. Really throwing off about the Jazz thing and Rosario, and I understand that Rosario's got the numbers, but you got to think about Jazz was a 30-30 guy, and you're talking about someone like the Seattle Mariners being like, we got a tough righty on the mound today. We're going to sit down J-Rod, and he went 30-30 this year. I mean, I'm the type of guy that's got to roll with the guys that got you there. And Jazz is an electric player, And I could see the Goldschmidt start. I could see the Volpe start. I could see the Caballero start. But the Rosario thing is just his role has been off the bench in a big spot versus a tough lefty. That's his role. And then you throw him in the one of the biggest playoff series.
They took his 6-for-9 with a homer and double against Garrett Crochet as he's going to be able to hit Garrett Crochet today. And putting him in the lineup is more important than starting Jazz for Jazz Chisholm. It just is what it is. That's what they decided.
Yeah,
I don't agree with it because I think you could lose Jazz where Jazz goes into the tank and he's in his head tomorrow. And if the Yankees are down in the game, like Jazz loves to talk to these umpires and he's got a lot to say and he gets in his feelings and like it could go south.
So that was what I was going to say next is Jazz is an emotional guy. Both in a good way and both in a bad way. That guy lives for the big lights and big time. Regardless if he hasn't been in it that much, this is where he wants to be. And it's just it was really hard to just see him not in your lineup as a 30-30 guy and the biggest
and an all-star this year.
And a guy that playoff series.
A guy that you went and traded for last year and he went through the whole postseason run with you last year. He's an everyday player. I'm with you, Ryan. Thanks for the call. That's why I did not – like, I watched the post game. I laughed. I tweeted out, Jazz is going through his wardrobe. What do you want him to say? He came in as a defensive replacement in the eighth inning. He had one at bat against Chapman. He flew out. You don't got to talk to me. There's nothing for me to say. Yeah, I got a text from Boone the night before, and he said, his response was weird. I think he stopped himself. Jazz said something about, like, we got to do what it takes to win, right? We got to do what we got to do to win, right? Like, Jazz might have taken that personal. Like, damn, you think that Ahmed Rosario's numbers are, against Garrett Crochet are going to give us a better chance to win than putting me in the game? Okay. Let's see how it goes. And then when it doesn't go our way, of course, Jazz is sitting there watching three Ahmed Rosario at-bats. Like, well, what the hell was that? This is the postseason. I'm a star player on this team. You took a start away from me for some numbers from the past that have nothing to do with today. How do you know I don't take Garrett Crochet deep today? We don't know. We'll never know. Nick is in Brooklyn next on the Fan. Go for it, Nick.
Yo, what's up, Keith? How you doing, bro?
I'm all right.
I'm going to be at the game tomorrow, man. Am I going to see you at El Pollo Sabroso or what? You remember me. You remember me, bro.
I don't always eat there every game. It's not like a good luck thing. It's not a tradition. It depends. Like, honestly, if I want to spend $13 and I'm really starving before going into the stadium, and it depends what they have out. Sometimes they have fish. Sometimes they have lasagna. It's a Dominican spot by the stadium that I've been going to. So
I got you. Now I was just letting you know who I was just letting you know who I was, bro.
Yeah, you reminded me with that. I remember you saying what's up in there.
Yes, sir, man. Nice talking to you always. Listen, as I was here listening to a lot of the other callers, I understand. Okay, the lineup. They went with the analytic part. They went with Ahmed. He had better numbers against Crochet. People forget that Jazz also just got hit with a pitch. And so we went for it.
I saw a post of him earlier today, and he was throwing, and they said Jazz is all good to go after, having an injury scare. But, two nights ago we were factoring that in, that, like, he did have x-rays. But
my point is, it was not the lineup. Ahmed made a double play in that inning. I think like an inning before Weaver came in, that was fire.
He fielded the position well. He didn't have any issues there.
The problem is Boone's decision for the bullpen. Weaver, listen, I'm a fan of Weaver. I think he's good. He has not been the same. It's evident. There's no reason why we don't go straight to Fernando. This is not something that
he wanted Fernando Cruz not to face the 8-9 hitter. He had Fernando Cruz in mind to face the top of the order.
The last time I called you, man, I was saying that it's analytics or arrogance. Listen, he has freed face Jarrad Durán. And then takes him out. Why does he take him out? Because he's at 100 pitches, and Jarrad Durán is a lefty hitter.
And supposedly after he got out of that six with that double play, they had a conversation, get me one more at batter, go get Durán. And when he got Durán in the fashion that he did, which was fielding first base, I'm in the stadium and I'm thinking, okay, you know, he got squeezed all night. I didn't feel like he was laboring, but it was humid out there. I'm like, maybe Boone talked to him. And he's like, man, I'm exhausted. Like, this is all. I can go batter to batter. We come to find out that Boone had full intentions of taking him out after that first batter.
He
wanted to get to the bullpen. Yeah, after him, he wanted to get to the bullpen. He wanted to get to Luke Weaver. That was the spot he wanted Luke Weaver in. And Luke Weaver failed. That is the biggest thing. Luke Weaver will be a Met.
Luke has failed more this season. I mean, last season he was elite, let's be honest. He's failed too many times this season.
Let that be the last time. That's got to be the last time. Thanks for the call, Nick. That's the turning point of the game right there. That's what everybody was talking about. Every time I went to a different section and saw different people that I rock with at the stadium, oh, man, I'm like, well, were you saying that in the moment? In the moment, I wasn't saying, why is Luke Weaver coming in? Honestly, when Luke Weaver came in, they black out the stadium. You know, it's his entrance. It's like, oh, it's like a thing.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Not a good thing. Kevin is in Carmel, New York on the Fan. He was at the game. What'd you see, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on? I agree with that last caller 100%. So I'm like, I don't think it's a lineup because Chisholm being out, I thought that was crazy. But Rosario did make that crazy. He was great on defense. And like you said, with the entrance, when I see Weaver coming in, they have this big light show, I'm like, what is going on right now? This is not good.
It doesn't match. It's weird.
And
it's
I felt like, did they have like a mound visit? So I'm like, all right, they're going to take him out. I'm like, oh my God, they're leaving him out there. And my main point is, I feel like the Yankee fans did not bring it tonight at all. Everyone's eating chicken nuggets. It's like, and whoever's in charge of the audio at Yankee Stadium is like, I'm like, all right, let's go. And they would step out of the box. or they would step off the mound.
Not for nothing, bro. And I was in there too. It's hard to bring it when Garrett Crochet is retiring 17 batters in a row. Thanks for the call, Kevin. They don't give you anything. It was rocking when Volpe homered. It was almost, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then that was it. After Volpe, he sat everybody down. They didn't even get base runners. So it's hard to get up for that. We're trying to get people up for Freed. The pregnant whale sound. Two strikes, two outs. Get up. Get your ass up. Clap. Stand up. We're doing that. But they weren't doing anything to get us going. Right? They were fired up in Dodger Stadium. You know why? Teoscar hit two homers. Ohtani hit two homers. Like, they had something to party about. They had something to be excited about. Maybe that happens coming up. Maybe that happens in this game, too. I want to hear, dun, 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 dun. Like, it's not, you can't fake it. Yeah. People are going to sit down there and enjoy their chicken buckets and drink their drinks and be on their phones because it's like, well, here we go. Garrett Crochet again. This guy's mowing us down. We can't get any runners. We can't score any runs here. Dun, 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 to the next inning. My guy Carlos and Clifton back on the fan. What's up, Los?
Yo, Keith, you just said when Weaver comes in, they put up the Darth Vader. But when I hear that breathing, it reminds me of somebody in the hospital trying to turn the air up on their respirator. It's
crazy. We're on life support with Luke Weaver. We're like, oh, here we go. 11-pitch at bat, works a walk. Nick Sogard, double. Chess game. Here comes Masataka Yoshida. First pitch. There goes the lead.
Yeah. Here's what I don't get. I know if Gerrit Cole's in that situation, he's not taking the ball from him.
Right.
But Max Fried earned that this year. He earned that.
Yeah, but Max Fried, you're right though. Max Fried's personality though isn't one to be like, boom, not now. Don't do this right now. Right. We're on national television. Right. We're here on the ace of staff. He's trusting Boone. Like, this is what you want to do? Okay.
Now I agree with everybody. We go with our best. We go with our best out there. He had something in plan that didn't work out. But this is how I see the moment is too big for him. Ninth inning, right? Goldie gets on. Base hit. I'm subbing him out for the Martian immediately. I just saw what Volpe did to the Cuban missile. Messing around at first base. You want to have him on first so that they have that in their mind. This guy's fast. He might steal. And if he hits one, somebody hits one in the gap, who do you think is going to score?
Yeah.
Goldschmidt? And then you could sub him out and put Ben Rice at first base. I didn't agree with Ben Rice not starting. That I didn't agree with because they did it. Remember we spoke about it last week? He caught him in the Orioles game, and I was like, maybe this is what's going to happen in the playoffs. And then You leave that guy on the bench? All right. But then one more thing, and I'll let you go because I know you're towards the end. I know you keep saying, like, everybody, we're against the wall. Use the DJ, right? Every time I hear against the wall, I think of, like, a Brooklyn basement reggae party. Na, 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 na. You don't love me. All right.
Not like that, yo. Yo, beat it, Carlos. Not like that. I'm saying back's against the wall. You got to fight. You ever get jumped? You ever get attacked by multiple people? One of the first things you do is put your back against the wall so you keep everybody in front of you. Back is against the wall. You got to fight the Red Sox off. Don't curl into the fetal position and get stomped out. Like, protect yourself. Protect your blind side. Protect your back. Fight for your life. Fight to live another day in this baseball season. Fight to get Cam Schlittler on the mound, who, like, you think they're not going to be jacked up for this kid coming out there throwing 99? Of course. We got to get there. It's a destiny thing. The story writes itself. ESPN knows he grew up in Red Sox territory. They're going to have watch parties where they're going to be conflicted. They're going to be rooting for this kid. But at the same time, not really. They're going to be rooting for the Red Sox. Let him go out there and go six innings and shove against the Red Sox. It'd be perfect, man. And the Yankees bounce back and beat him in the first half. Like, it's right there for him. One game at a time, though. We play today, we win today, that's it. Carlos Rodon on the mound. Carlos Rodon came here, and he said, I'm not here to pitch in April. I'm here to pitch in October. Well, you didn't pitch game one. That was September 30th. Here you go on October the 1st, Carlos Rodon. Be the bulldog. Be the guy. Mow them down. Keep your command and your confidence together. If you get squeezed because these umps are trash cans, overcome it. And Judge and Stanton, I'm really looking at Stanton. Stanton better hit one out tomorrow or better have a hard hit double or something. Stanton had opportunities tonight and did not get it done. Stanton early in that game, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Because when Stanton grounds out, you know, it's a double play. He's not going to run. Or even if he can't run. He can't even make it close. And then late in that game, when they go Goldie single, Judge single, Belly single, he comes up and he strikes out on four pitches. That splitter, Chapman's just like, bye, see ya. Stanton has to have redemption. Trent Grisham's got to have redemption. And you know what? I'm leading Trent Grisham off. Here you go, buddy. You were 0-for-4 last night. Short memory. We need you to be clutch. You've been clutch all season. Lead off homer. I'm probably going to bet that. I should bet Trent Grisham first homer. I should bet Stanton to homer. Ben Rice to homer. Not all together. Just solo, just single bets. Jazz to homer. Like, one of these guys is going to take matters into their own hands and try and take over the game. And if they get a pitch to hit, be on it. This is it. They don't want to shut it down. They don't want the memes and the mocking to, you know, come their way that now they're going to Cancun, they're going on the golf course. These are guys like Jazz that were saying, no, we're going to win a division. Yeah, you know, this clinch, like, don't you want to pop champagne again? You clinched. You didn't get to pop champagne for clinching the division. Don't you want to pop champagne because then you're going to face the Toronto Blue Jays? Don't you want to go up there and right the wrongs from this season? I don't know. That's the type of time I'd be on, but I don't play. I talk. Sonny's in Montclair on the Fan. You got it, Sonny.
Yeah, I was just going to say this was the Boone Analytics Department experience.
Of course.
Full fledged.
Masterclass.
And the other caller was really good, but he was wrong as far as if this was call. I was in L.A. for game one. If you remember, he pulled call after 88 pitches. This is what
that was too early. Yeah, that was too early.
And what's annoying, you go, every other team went with their ace as today, as far as they can go. And you just had to contain Crochet. You didn't have to, you know, they were holding their own. And the funny thing is, 1 minute they're in analytics, right, Keith? But do you know the numbers show that Luke Weaver's ERA this year in the seventh inning, when he comes in the seventh, is 6.50. In the eighth, it's like 2.50. In the ninth, it's 2. Use that whenever you want. But I'm saying 1 minute you're a slave to analytics, and the next minute you're not. And the Yankees let the other teams dictate what they do. Play
yep.
your best players, for God's sakes. He was as hot as a pistol, Rice. You got to keep him in there. You know,
yeah, he doesn't hit lefties and Crochet. It's like they're scared of Crochet. We got to stack our righties and sacrifice.
Well, if Boone was managing the Red Sox, he would have taken Crochet out after 100 pitches. And the Yankees, you know, it's just absurd. And he's not making the call. This is a script all along the way. He has no feel for the game in the moment. You're pitching to Bregman with two outs and a man on second with
yep.
an open base.
Yep, the guy
there
that you've seen kill
high
you.
School coaches that, and I'm like, we don't go by everything that's on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, but how come everybody else, from you to me to Nick Tatora to everybody, all the big Yankee fans know what the moves are?
Because we watch the team every day.
Yeah, we get to stay, but he's right there, and you know what? He comes from a generations of family. I actually know his mother, and she always talks about how he's got this great, he really has this great killer instinct down. I don't feel like he's really managing what he wants to do. I think he's got
it's this. It's a collaborative effort. It's together. Thanks for the call, Sonny. Just moving along here. I'm going to try and get another call in. It is together. Boone has to wear it, but like he's not going to be, like heads aren't going to roll. It's not like they're going to sacrifice him or like, he's got to wear it, but they talk about it together. We haven't mentioned Cashman yet. Like, when you see Ahmed Rosario and Caballero in the starting lineup, like Cashman went and got those guys, brought them here. You see Paul Goldschmidt starting. Cashman signed Paul Goldschmidt. Like, did Cashman weigh in on, like, hey, let's use these guys? Maybe. I assume he's in those meetings. Michael Fishman, I assume they talk. I'm assuming they've had two days now here to come up with this, and it didn't work. Before we go to break, Ali is in Whitestone on the Fan. You got it. Ali, are you there? Ali's spot. Oh, sorry.
Here.
Sorry, it's Ali. I don't know. I thought it was Ali.
That's okay. That's all right. Ali. I want to say Crozier wasn't going break easily. I mean, I honestly think the Yankees needed to force him out early or make him throw deeply, but if you put consistency pressure, and I think that they choked. You know, obviously Volpe is. You know, he was doing great. He did great, you know, but he's no Jeter, obviously. I think Crochet definitely made him nervous, for sure.
Yeah, I think Volpe just showed up because he knows that the fans were on his ass all season and he didn't have any room to not show up. He didn't have any. It's the postseason now. Like, you better be ready to play. He's the only one that did show up. And Garrett Crochet mowed everybody down. He's a dog, and he's you know, even Judge gave him his props. He says he's the best pitcher in the game. The MVP saying that about you, like, he's giving you your props because you struck him out too. Like, it should. Thanks for the call, Ali. I don't know. Ali to me is Ali. Ally to me is Ali. And this is a children's program. I know it's getting late, but some of y'all, we got to clean it up. We got to clean it up. Yeah. If these guys have any dog in them, if they got any fight in them, if these guys are men and about their business and care about the pinstripes and the Yankees and this whole, you know, prepare, compete, and all this other stuff, then we'll see how they respond. Or if they want to just get punked by Alex Cora and the Boston Red Sox, tuck their tails, get swept, then they'll go into an offseason and we'll all have to live with another result of the Boston Red Sox owning the Yankees, ending their season, and it's been that way since they faced them for 21 years. 888-808-1019. Still chatting, got 320 in the chat. Let's see. Shout out to, I'm not even going to give him a shout out. Keith is easily the worst announcer I've ever heard. I said, I'm not an announcer. What are you talking about, bozo? Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
Yeah, before the game, the Yankees should play the first two DMX albums. Get their minds right. This is New York. We need the Dogs to come out for real. Like, they need to be on one. It's got to be that serious. It's got to be dead ass. It's got to be like, yo, we're not losing tonight. No way. You got to kill me before these 27 outs happen and we're not in the lead. It's pump up time. That's it. I'm going to take these last calls. You can be negative. You can call out things. And then, like, you have that right. You're waiting on hold to say what you got to say. Say what you got to say. But in this last little bit that I got to say, it's over. Game one is in the history books. Just like all those games that we had during the regular season, that if they would have won one more of them, they wouldn't have had to do this. They wouldn't have had to go through a wild card round. They wouldn't have had to face Garrett Crochet. But they faced him. So now beat the other guys. Beat Brian Bello and Connelly early. And be the number one offense in Major League Baseball and score enough runs to win. Just got to score one more run than they do. Ben is in Marlboro, next on the Fan. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good.
Right, we're paying Fried over $30 million. We pull him after a ground ball out. It's not like he's getting work. It's not like they're sending it deep. We get a ground ball covering first. We pull him right after that. We've seen it before when he pulled Cole in game one. Then we have first and second, no outs, bottom of the first. We fail to move anybody over. We fail to bring in any runs. We have bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, no outs. We fail to move anybody over, fail to score any runs.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like it's always the same. We ride.
They are who we thought they are. Who we thought they were. Yeah. The Yankees are very much on brand. When you need them to not be themselves, they show you again. Fool me. Yeah, they're the same. They're the same. I think Max Fried's contract is 218 for 8 years, so he's making a little more than $27 million, but it doesn't matter. Like, don't be in a rush to go to Luke Weaver, who has been done nothing but give up runs all season. And yeah, I don't know if the manager can get in anyone's ear to be like, hey, especially guys in this lineup like Caballero, like Rosario, like who, like, hey, we get somebody on, like, can we lay down a bunt? Can we do something to kind of get this guy off his, like, he's rolling, he's dominating against 17 in a row. Can we make him feel this position? Can we surprise him? Can we do something? No, they don't do that at all. So they just go out, strike out, ground out, and Crochet had a legendary day.
Yeah, appreciate you, Keith. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Rolling along here. Yeah, I you know, you have Caballero in the lineup, man. Have him bunt. Nope. No, you get these runners on. You know, Belly's not bunting, Stanton's not bunting. It is what it is. It's just, you know, the most inopportune times, start of the game and end of the game for the Yankees, right? Like, Jazz is not laying down a bunt. This is only a bat. Trent Grisham can't lay down a bunt. It's the last out of the game. Beginning of the game, same thing. Belly's not bunting there. It's a strikeout. Belly's due tomorrow, too. I know you have one hit late in the game, but Belly's due, too. Belly, this is what you want your first postseason to be with the Yankees? You're a Boris client. You're opting out. We know you'll be back. in the background, the Mets fans are like, are you sure about that? Bill is in the Bronx. What's up, Bill?
One time they laid down a bunt, was it 2-3 days ago? They called a suicide squeeze instead of a safety squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. But, yeah, so the thing about, I didn't like them sitting Jazz Chisholm. He's batting 248 against left-handed pitching. Actually, he's batting higher than anybody except, you know, the usual suspects, Judge, Stanton, and Rosario batting 300.
Honestly, if anybody Rosario should have been at third. Yep, and Jazz should have been at second. And Caballero could have came off the bench late in the game.
Right. I mean, if anybody, I mean, I'm not saying Grisham should have sat because he's batting 182 against lefties, but you know, I would have went with my lineup with the
yeah.
With
can't
the same
sit Grisham because you need his defense and center, and I think they just really fell in love with Caballero and what he's done in this last 2 months. Where they, you know, they're starting Caballero. I don't know. They're starting Caballero. They're like Caballero's supposed to be the bench player. It's supposed to be okay. This guy enters the game late. He's about to steal a base, but
right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Yeah, it's the Yankees. They make you scratch your head. They make you want to scratch your eyes out. They make you like they got to figure it out, man. They got to figure it out. This next game, game two, must win. Or we're gonna be having the that long one tomorrow. You know, that end of the season. It's gonna be tough, and it's gonna be all negative, and that's not how they got to go out here. They got to figure it out. They got to at least force a game three, and then anything happens in that game three. Let's go to Ron in Flatbush on the Fan. What's up, Ron?
Yes, sir. I think that it was a bad matchup. I really did. I do think that if they won the division, I think it was a cakewalk with Toronto and with Seattle. And I knew this would happen because they had the hammer. And the hammer is no joke. And I think it's going to be them going to the World Series. We'll talk later on that. But
we've seen it before. And, like, you know, not to give the Red Sox the, you know, the boost and the bump, but, like, we've seen the Red Sox get hot every few years. We've seen them around this time of the year just do what they got to do to win. And then next thing you know, we're barely watching the World Series. At least me, I can barely watch the World Series with the Red Sox in it because I'm not taking any joy in watching them succeed.
No, this guy here reminds me of the greats, man. He was. I knew the game was going to come down to the eighth and ninth inning. I thought that as long as we was one run, that we had six at-bats. I had put that in my head. And it came down to be honest with you. I know you're saying that it's Weaver, but I really do came down to Stanton at-bat. And that's why the manager, that's another story, he outplayed us. He had us checkmate. Because Stanton, even though it was bases loaded, Chapman knew that that was the at-bat.
Of course.
At minimum there, you got to throw that in. You got to hit a fly ball, man.
Former teammates, he's faced him a bunch of times. Chapman had plenty confidence that he could get Stanton out. Four pitches.
Then he was all right. He was calm because at the end of that, it was lefties coming, and we had nobody.
Jazz and Grisham. Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about with
checkmated.
Alex Cora said he had full confidence in Aroldis Chapman. Yeah, I know what moves you can make and won't make, and I know I got you. I know I got you beat already.
But going to this game, bro, listen, it's the wrong mentality. We're going to go to our regular lineup. We're going to score at least 5 runs. I know that's going to happen. But we could get beat 6-5 anyway because I don't believe in that bullpen, Pete. Listen to me. Our starters have been cooking. We got 5 guys right now that all are okay. And an elite guy, and I feel so bad for that starter today. I mean, he was robbed. He was not going to give up nothing in that inning. He would have gotten out of that. I would have given him, even if he gave up a hit, he's the type of guy to get a double play the next batter.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, as I was watching the game, I know we like to forget, but I've gone back to my notes. He had some trouble on the base pass. He was not laboring, but like, He was getting squeezed where it's like he makes a pitch and that's supposed to be his pitch and he's got to go again and his pitch count is getting up there.
He was going to make that inning.
I would have loved to see it, but I'm telling you what they were considering, right? Cora didn't have much to consider because Garrett Crochet was dominating the Yankees. There were no base runners. There were 17 retired in a row with the Yankees. Max Fried had to go batter by batter, and I would have liked to see them continue to go batter by batter, but Boone decided after the sixth inning, and he could have said, after six innings, you're done. But he said, go get me another batter, and then you're done, which didn't work out. Yeah, it didn't work out because Luke Weaver shouldn't be your first option in any circumstance.
But this is my advice to him going into this game. You have Gill, you have Warren, you have guys that are pitching well. You to win these two games, they're going to score. But I do not trust anybody in that bullpen, Keith. Anybody. I mean, even the closer, the lights are bright now for him. He's a young kid, came from Pittsburgh. Pitch Gill an inning. Warm him up. Get him going just in case Rodon blows up. We need something as a leech tool thing. You don't have to do the tradition. I know you got all these guys.
I don't believe Luis Gil is even on the wild card roster. The starters on the wild card roster are Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, Cam Schlittler, and Will Warren.
Oh my God. Then I gotta have Warren available in that game. What if it goes extra innings, which I got a feeling is going to happen in the next two games? You better have Warren ready. I'm just saying these starters are pitching good. Go with these starters long as you can.
Rodon's got to go seven innings, and then you should be set up there to go Devin Williams and Bednar. Done.
I'm just saying it would be nice to have Warren ready tomorrow. What if it goes?
He'll be ready, but that I don't know. Will Warren would be a long man.
Long man, yes. I'd rather him than Yarbrough. I'd rather him than you getting using three relievers that are not reliable to get three.
Yarbrough's also. Thanks for the call, Ron. Yarbrough's also not on the wild card roster. Here's the wild card roster as far as the arms go. There are four starting pitchers: Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, Cam Schlittler, Will Warren. Relief pitchers are David Bednar, Paul Blackburn, Fernando Cruz, Camilo Duvall, Tim Hill, Mark Leiter Jr., Luke Weaver, Devin Williams. J.C. Ascara made the roster as a catcher next to Austin Wells. I'm not panicking to that point of thinking about that. It's Rodon for six or seven innings. And then if you can't get the last six outs with Devin Williams and David Bednar, then you don't deserve to win the game. You deserve to see your season evaporate on you. And that'll be all she wrote. Out in L.A., my guy Jonathan on the Fan in New York. What's up, man?
Yo, my guy. Hey, bro. So when the bases were loaded and there were no outs, and then I seen Big G striking out, and then I seen Jazz popping out, and then Trent was, strike one, I started to think, man, it's actually going to be 10 years in a row, well, 10 years, that we get eliminated by either the Astros or the Red Sox. Like, bro, like, example, Michael Jordan, he got through the Pistons and through the Celtics. Like, Manning, he got through Brady and got his Super Bowl. Like LeBron got through the Celtics. When the hell are we going to get through these freaking teams? It's been over 10 years already, my guy.
Probably not with Aaron Boone. And I hate to do it, but it's obvious. Until they get a different manager with a different feel and different approach, until they let somebody go out there that watches the game and says, okay, this is how I'm going to react to what I'm seeing in the game, then you're not going to be able to overcome these things.
And you know what, man? I'm tired of all this cuteness stuff. This goes back to even 2020 when he put, I think, Jay Happ or something regarding...
It was David Garcia. David Garcia pitched an inning,
And then last year, man,
J.A. Happ, who had never came out of the bullpen, came out of the bullpen, and it went south.
As soon as I see Nestor out of the bullpen, I knew it. And then today with this cuteness crap, I'm done with it. It's
stupid.
I'm fed up, man. But like you said, Keith, we're not done yet. We're not dead yet. We win tomorrow, and hey, look at the Red Sox. They don't even got a pitcher for Wednesday, right?
Right.
Let's focus tomorrow. If you're going to be at the stadium, my guy, I really hope you get the crowd going. Everyone is rocking.
I do what I can.
We're not dead yet.
We're
not dead yet, man. Yankees in three, my guy. Let's go.
There it is. The first Yankees in three call of the night. Win the next two. Shock the world, because it seems like the world is already digging your grave, ready to kick you in it, By the first or second inning tomorrow, they're ready to kick this Yankee season into the grave, bury it, celebrate the Red Sox, the team of the 21st century. Here they are again. Katie Sharp reported that the Yankees are 1-9 in their last 10 postseason games versus the Red Sox. 6 of the 9 losses are by 2 runs or fewer. Like, that's annoying. Like, that makes you, like, you don't win those close games against them when it matters. They edge you out by just a little bit. And that's where that game was going the entire night. I'm sitting in there, people, I'm sorry. I like people that can go to the game and they're just happy that this Yankee Stadium postseason, there's no wait for them. I'm in there, I'm listening to Susan. I'm writing notes. I'm looking at the box score. And the whole time I'm just like, yo, that Volpe homer is great. Good for him. That's not enough to beat these guys. Oh, here we go. Luke Weaver's in the game. 11 pitch at bat. Smells trouble. I thought we were going to lose 2-1. Then Bregman tacked on. I was out of there. And I'm literally driving here with my iPhone propped up against the glass and the, you know, in the car so I don't like crash so I can see the game. And I'm like, wait, here we go. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, are they going to come back and win the game? And I had to leave. I'm like, that'd be perfectly fine. I had to get to work. I can't get trapped there. I'm like, I'm watching it right here. I was there. And then in typical fashion, they get everybody out of their seats. They rally. They set you up for failure. They get the bases loaded. And Aroldis Chapman, our old pal, he has the last laugh. He's got a World Series ring. He's got two terrible moments in our history against the Rays and against the Astros. And now he's doing it for the arch rival Red Sox who gave him an extension. And, you know, remember, he quit on the team. He quit on the Yankees. He didn't show up because he lost his closer spot to Clay Holmes. And now look at him closing for the Boston Red Sox. Let's go to Javi in Boston. I'm sure he's got something great to add.
Oh, I do. I mean, this is just, I can't sleep. I'm so excited. Anyway, I just want to tell you, how did they ever win that one game? I don't understand it. But, you know, in all seriousness, we have the better manager. We have a much more athletic team. I mean, if you ever thought that Stanton was going to get a hit, I mean, if he faced him 100 times, he might strike out 80. If the Yankees don't hit home runs, you can just forget about it. I mean, if you take away Judge, balance is all right, whatever, and... You know, by the way, I'm just letting you know, the Red Sox absolutely cream a guy by the name of Rodon, who's pitching tomorrow. And don't count out another thing. You didn't even see our set.
All right, bro. Chris is in Bridgeport, Connecticut. You're on the Fan. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Hey, what's up, bro? Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Listen, I got a question about the Yankees. I was listening to what Chris Frazier a couple of months ago. Like he said, he comes to work and he doesn't even know who's on the lineup.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the Yankees stick to a lineup like how Joe Torre used to have it? That, you know, it's everyday players.
Tale as old as time. I mean, this lineup was out with Jack Curry the night before. You know, this is what they do. I think they think so much. Sometimes if you don't just do what you naturally do and you think too much and you overthink things, you're going to make the wrong decision. You know what they say? If you want to make the wrong decision in life, get everybody's opinion on it. Maybe they should just let Aaron Boone write the lineup out and then roll with that. But I feel like they got a bunch of guys in a room that are writing things and they're doing their money ball thing and they're coming up with, and they're like, they're pounding the table and they're like, but Ahmed Rosario has 6-for-9 with a homer and a double against Crochet. Sit Jazz and put him at second base. You know.
Yeah, I have another one, too. I have a prediction, man. That I'm feeling that Rodon's going to go 6 innings, and then here comes Boone. He's going to put Leader in, and boom, there goes the game.
Yeah, I hope not. Thanks for the call. Lighter. I hope he doesn't add any lighter fluid to it. And I believe in Carlos Rodon. I feel like this moment is made for Carlos Rodon. I feel like this is what he's here for. This is the year Carlos Rodon has to stand up for the Yankees, and I think he will. I don't know that other caller was talking about. Well, they cream. What the hell? You know, the Boston cream. had to let Buddy go. He said, I'm so excited I can't sleep. Go to bed. Go to bed. Dirty water, dead socks. Congrats. You won the first round of Boonie Ball. Let's see what happens in game two. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Thanks, everybody, for calling. C-Mac is coming up next. I'll be listening, call his show, and talk to C-Mac about the Yankees as we get through this night and get to game two. Yanks in three. I'm out of here. I'll see you at the stadium. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.